You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM on this midweek Wednesday edition. Sun's out, mid-70s, and we're going to talk some golf with you on the program here today in just a little bit as Brian Haas will join us for down, more than likely his home, but he is a pro at Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, the Riverside Golf Course and Casino, and we will talk some golf with Brian. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We are presented, as always, by Hennings Financial here on the Gym Class program. They are your retirement rollover specialists. And a big thanks to Hennings Financial. They're a locally owned, locally based financial services firm that is focused on your retirement journey. And you can find out more by going to our website at kgymradio.com. Presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Scott Unash here in studio. Mark Dukes joining me from the sunny porch on the southwest side, not far away from here. And gorgeous day outside today, isn't it?
Great day for a baseball game or a round of golf or a walk, whatever you'd like to do. But I guess we can't do all the above, can we?
No. But you can go walk. You have more than permission to walk or go out and do things in the yard or, I don't know, sit out in the middle of your yard with a nice iced tea or whatever your choice is. Whatever you want to do today, you can do it. You can mow the lawn today with your cup holder if you'd like.
It is a nice day going out there, and hope folks enjoy it despite the current situation.
Yeah. And, the current situation, of course, ongoing. Tomorrow will be 6 weeks since everything pretty much shut down as far as our neck of the woods, the United States, and the world is concerned. So we got a nice day out there. Make sure you enjoy it. And thank you very much for taking us with you, whether you're listening 1600 AM, 102.3 or 107.5 FM, the Gym OT in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. We thank you very much for joining us. Also, you can listen to KGYMradio.com on our streaming app. On the app on your phone, if you have had that before, and you can also reach us and listen to us as well by your Alexa and other devices in your home or office. We do encourage you to do that. So, mentioned we're going to talk some golf. Caddy Smack, our second edition, coming your way here on KGYM on this April the 22nd. We will have Brian on here in just a little bit. A few news and notes to take care of up and down the line. Let's start off with recruiting news here first, Mark. And Iowa picked up their second in-state verbal commitment in the last, 5 days or so. As this time it is Urbandale defensive end Max Llewellyn, 6'5", 230-pound three-star athlete. He is going to play his football at the University of Iowa. He held scholarship offers from Iowa, Nebraska, Penn State, Kansas State, Michigan State, Northwestern, Iowa State, Missouri, and Kansas. And some of the schools, Iowa State, Missouri, and Kansas, wanted him to play on the offensive side of the line at tight end. He wants to play on the defensive side of the line, probably a rush in by the time all is said and done. And as we mentioned, he is a three-star commitment, and he is the second Urbandale Jayhawk to commit. And Jaden Harrell, who is a linebacker for the Jayhawks, also will play his football at the University of Iowa. And, of course, Thomas Fedone of Council Bluffs Lewis Central, one of the top tight ends in the country, committed and verbaled to Iowa, I believe, over the weekend. So it's a pretty good week for the Hawkeyes for in-state guys.
It is indeed. And Llewellyn is another good get. Sounds like Kirk Ferentz is trying to close the borders a little bit on some of these guys. Not going to get them all, but getting quite a few. And according to Tom Cakert, our friend at Hawkeye Report, Iowa is now ranked 12th in the 2021 team rankings, according to Rivals. So, and five of the top 12 schools are from the Big Ten. So Iowa and the Big Ten doing very well at this point.
Yeah, they are. And had a chance to see both Harrell and Llewellyn and the football playoffs at Kingston Stadium last November as Urbandale came over to take on Kennedy. And Harrell, a guy that can go from sideline to sideline, good speed out there. Llewellyn is a guy I think that is going to grow into his body a little bit more. 6'5", 230 pounds. If not quite as tall as a Matt Nelson coming out of Xavier, but kind of the same area as far as poundage is concerned. And if he turns out as good as Matt Nelson, I think the Hawkeye coaching staff is going to be very, very pleased out there. And like I said, he's a little bit of a project as of yet, but 6'5", 230 makes college coaches and recruiters salivate a little bit, especially as far as a rush end is concerned. So, it's a good day for Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa staff, certainly.
Well, wait until Chris Doyle gets done with him, right?
Exactly. You can reach us via the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the KGYM text line. Appreciate you weighing in here today, and as always, and that is also our phone line as well. Same number, 319-366-1600. So that news out of the way. Baseball news, but not the baseball news we thought we were going to hear about, Mark. Penalties for the Boston Red Sox today. Can I say penalties? Nothing like the Houston Astros had to endure. No one thought it was going to be as brutal as what the Astros had handed to them, but still, a lot of people thought that the penalties to the Boston Red Sox would be a little bit more substantial.
Yeah, not much there, really. The Red Sox are going to lose a second-round draft pick this season, and Alex Cora is banned through the playoffs, whatever that means in 2020. But that was related to what he did as a member of the Astros staff. And basically, most if not all the blame went to a video replay operator who has essentially lost his job for a couple years anyway.
He did. And was this a guy that had to fall on the sword, perhaps? I don't know. I'm not saying he was not a part of all of this. That is not what I am saying. What I am saying is, did the Red Sox make him the scapegoat in all of this situation?
Well, that could very well be. And this relates to what happened in apparently 2018. And no, it's far less severe than what the Astros had a very elaborate situation has been outlined several times in terms of stealing signals and whatnot. I don't know in detail what the Red Sox actually did in terms. I'm sure it was video usage and whatnot. Whether it's banging on trash cans, I don't know.
They had their own system probably out there. 319-366-1600. Again, if you would like to weigh in on the text line. And, 1954, you are correct. Fadone not committed yet to Iowa. He has got posted to Iowa, Swarm, and for Nebraska. So not officially for Iowa as of yet. So thank you, 1954, for that. But he is down to Iowa or Nebraska, the way it sounds, as far as his services are concerned. We do know the two Urbandale guys are definitely in as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. So there you go. There's your recruiting news today. On April the 22nd. By the way, Matt Campbell and Iowa State have also had a very good last 10 days or so, even though college coaches had basically a dead period due to the virus. They did get a few things opened up this week, and that's why you're seeing a few recruitments and some news going around as far as seniors and seniors-to-be are concerned as far as college football is concerned.
You're certainly right about that, and I know there's a lot of other notes to get to, a couple of COVID-related items. We talked about United independently of the NHL planning to maybe return in July, perhaps. a handful of neutral sites. And then I don't know if you saw the news on Louisville, Scott, but Louisville athletic director has cut 40 positions and furloughed 45 employees for 60 days. So this is what we expected when Jamie Pollard, the Iowa State athletic director, first came out with his moves. So one more news item that and there's going to be more and more, I have a feeling.
Yeah, more and more as we get closer and closer. At least a little bit of optimism today as far as hockey is concerned. That's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out, because hockey is in the same boat as the other. We talked about college football with Adam Rittenberg on Monday, and if you missed that, want to listen to the podcast, you can do so at kgymradio.com. And just go to the gym class and go to the podcast section. But we asked him how it's going to play out if the college football season does get moved to the spring. Not saying it's going to at this point, but if it does get moved to a February, March, April, May situation and scenario, you got teams playing 24 games. How is that going to impact physicality as far as the athletes are concerned? Same thing can be said for the NHL, because NHL picks up in July. If they pick up with the regular season, you're talking about nonstop basically going into the 2020-2021 season. And I would imagine that the NBA also does a very similar scenario as far as their season is concerned. They're going to have to do the same thing. It's a lot of basketball and hockey games. Back to back to back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah, but it's a different landscape these days, and I think commissioners and are going to have to be creative about what happens, and that's going to trickle down to the high school level. I'm quite sure of that as well. But there was a bit of optimism in a story by the stadium today. I think Brett McMurphy did this piece. He surveyed 130 athletic directors across the country, and the result was 99% of them said they believe the season will be played in one form or another. That means maybe all in the fall, maybe part in the fall, part in the spring, perhaps in the spring. But that's a lot of athletic directors who believe there's going to be a season.
Which is good news, and we will take good news right now. Bad news about the Louisville program, and it's going to be very interesting, like we talked about yesterday a little bit, to see how Division I programs will either furlough some employees, keep everybody, what they're going to do with all their sports if everything is shut down through June the 30th and beyond that. It's going to be very interesting, and it could be could be dark days out there. 319-366-1600. We're going to get to Caddy Smack coming up in a little bit. Monty from Tiffin, I believe it's Monty, has a question about the Astros. And we were talking about baseball and the Red Sox being punished a little bit earlier on today. How you doing today?
Good. I listened to you guys on the way home, and very entertained, even with the lack of update, current new sports events. Yeah, entertained quite well.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, so I've got an observation, perhaps a question, maybe not much of a comment, but it's in regards to the Astros, the lack of an MLB season currently, and this coronavirus. And they say that if you do something kind of dumb and you got to wait till somebody else does something dumber to get the focus off of you. And not that this virus thing is, in by any stretch of the imagination, a dumb situation. This is a tragic situation, but the virus created the lack of an MLB season, and it's getting a lot of focus. And when and if the MLB returns later this summer, next spring, whenever, is coronavirus and lack of a season right now, is it going to take focus off of the Astros and what they did? Or it obviously is for now, but is it going to rekindle an old flame when the season does start back up? What do you think about that?
It's a great question. Great question.
No, I think every time, whether it's 2020 or 2022, whenever baseball resumes, whenever the Astros go on the road, fans are going to remember. Yeah. Fans are going to have a long memory about what happened with the Astros. That's my opinion.
I would agree a little bit with Mark. Now, right now, no, we're not focused upon that. But
right.
When we get, and I almost hate to say it because it's been said so much, back to normal or close right. to normal as we can get.
Whatever the new normal is.
Yeah. Right. And people are going to, oh, baseball. Yeah. Oh, Houston Astros. Yeah, we can't pull for the Houston Astros unless you're BJ from Marion, who will always pull for the Houston Astros. But I'm with Mark. I think you're going to see the whole thing come back once we get, whether it be 2020 or 2021, whatever the case may be.
Right. Well, it's always obviously going to be a part of MLB history and you know, part of everyone's memory. We're going to be talking about it for decades. But I just wondered if the personal retribution against individuals, if it's going to continue to carry out, or this is a good, actually, if there's a silver lining, if this is a good thing that they're not having fastballs heaved at their heads right now. So.
it's probably a good thing right at the moment for the Houston Astros, but I trade, if I think, I don't know, I can't speak for the Astros, but I think they'd rather be playing baseball than not playing baseball and still having to go through this and getting it somewhat over with a little bit. But Monty, appreciate the call. Thanks, and thanks for listening.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Monty from Tiffin joining us here on the program today. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk and bring in Brian Haas, talk some golf with you in just a little bit. We thought we'd have more baseball news today, but nothing yet as far as the minor leagues are concerned in their negotiations or talks with Major League Baseball. Nothing has come out as of yet anyway. So fingers crossed, and hopefully things will go the way of the minor leagues. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out anyway. But as I mentioned, nothing as of yet as far as that is concerned.
Yeah, if anything does come up after our show, there's 2 hours of the Todd Brommelkamp show. If any news does come down, I know Todd will pass it along to folks out there. No, I haven't seen any updates yet either.
No. 319-366-1600. Going to take a break and come back, and we're going to get Brian Haas on the line, and we will have our second edition of Caddy Smack for 2020. Folks have been getting out and playing some golf. If you're in Region 6, you're doing that by yourself, unless you are with a family member. Other parts of eastern Iowa, the southeastern part of the state, at least for now, you can play in a small group, as long as you keep your social distancing out there. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the PGA Tour coming back. We'll talk about some of the things that need to be done. If you're Claire Peterson at the John Deere Classic, and even, heck, if you're the folks down at Colonial for the Charles Schwab Challenge. Plenty to talk about, and your questions about your game for Brian. We'll do that when we come back in the gym class for Wednesday right here on KGYM.
The term yoga in general kind of emulates community. I had the business plan in my head for years, but never really knew if I was going to be able to kind of take that leap. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I knew that the passion was going to make it not seem like work. Jupaca was really there for me, helping me kind of gain financial literacy. So that way, the day that I did actually walk in the door, I had a really good credit score. Anything along the way that I did, I wanted to make sure that I was being smart about it and I was doing it the best way possible. Everything from the business loan to setting up the LLC and then the insurance to the business as well too. Jupaca really was a great guide and a resource for me getting this whole entire project off the ground. We've built an amazing community here within Slow Revolution, and honestly, we could not have done that without the help and support of Jupaca. There's been a couple of classes when I'll walk in, and especially when it's a busy room and I start to get choked up. Those are the days when it's like, this is what I was supposed to do.
Your money for good. Learn more at tobacco.com. Equal housing opportunity. America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Being isolated from those you care about can be hard. Now, more than ever, you may want support. Turn to Your Life Iowa. We can help you through any challenge you may be facing with mental health, suicidal thoughts, alcohol, drugs, gambling, or more. With Your Life Iowa, you're never alone. Call, text, or chat with us online 24/7. Start at yourlifeiowa.org.
The sheet metal workers stuff is also moving to Z now, I've been told.
Public Health.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Iowa law prohibits price gouging. It is illegal to charge excessive prices for goods and services needed by disaster victims. This applies to items sold in stores, on social media, or online. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will pursue price gouging complaints, and businesses or individuals found in violation could face penalties of up to $40,000. Report price gouging at iowaattorneygeneral.gov or 888-777-4590. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
Economic stimulus payments will be hitting your bank account soon. In fact, nearly $200 million will be coming to area households. You might need that money for rent, mortgage, utilities, even food. But if you don't, KGYM encourages you to think of the thousands of local businesses being impacted right now. Waiting to spend those dollars at your favorite place when we're all on the move again? That'll be a huge boost for them and our economy. If you don't need it for necessities, save your stimulus and shop locally. It could mean millions of dollars for the corridor.
324 back with you here in the gym class in KGYM. And think about the local businesses out there. If they need to go out and get some food, you just want to have a treat for the family. A lot of restaurants around Eastern Iowa and around the metro and the Iowa City area with curbside or pickup service, delivery service as well. A lot of those restaurants being listed at our website at kgymradio.com. That's kgymradio.com. And we do encourage you to support local businesses and local restaurants out there. 319-366-1600, as that is the telephone number. This is like the Masters. Mark, I hear birds in the background.
They're not manufactured?
Are you piping them in? You are not?
I just opened the windows, yeah.
Very nice. Is that a first for the year? The first open windows?
No.
Okay.
No. A week or two ago, remember, we had a real nice day. And
that's true.
And open the windows. So hopefully we can do more and more of it.
There you go. Brian Oss joining us here on Caddy Smack on the gym class on KGYM, our biweekly talk of golf. And we are still talking golf, even though the PGA Tour on a little bit of a hiatus. But we got some good news on that, and we'll talk with Brian about that coming up in a moment. It's good to hear birds and the whatnot in the background, isn't it, Brian? How you doing?
Definitely doing well, thank you. I'm pretty sure he's probably growing his own azaleas in his yard now.
Dogwoods, things like that. They don't do real well in Iowa.
Yeah, right. They don't. You're right. Yeah, everything's going good. You know, a lot of courses in our area are open, and people are getting out to play. What I'm seeing so far is they're doing a great job at you know, the best they can at social distancing and keeping things clean and moving forward so everybody can get out and enjoy some of the sunshine.
No doubt.
Brian, how do you see the tournament schedule playing out, not only from the Iowa PGA section standpoint, but just your mom and pop tournaments around the area and some that may be at your venue?
Sure. I can really only speak for our facility, and I haven't heard much from the other golf professionals about that. But, you know, right now I don't have anything that has canceled in May yet. And some of them are on hold, and I had a couple pushed back, I guess. So I guess I did. And we're definitely on for June. and going forward from there. But I believe the majority of my May has even hung on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will you continue with people, I assume you're doing this, with one cart per person, or see how that plays out?
Yeah, we're going to have to see how that plays out. And the May ones may have to move as well, just depending on how we move forward with, pardon the pun, of reopening the country. And what we're going to have to do as a whole and how we live every day in our lives. So, you know, maybe that is June before we're kind of somewhat back to normal. I don't know. I think we're all speculating that. And I'm the half glass full guy. Half full glass, and I think we're going to be ready to roll by June.
Yeah. Fingers crossed anyway. I guess good news is the fact that golf courses in Minnesota and Wisconsin are going to allow to be open. I think Friday this week, if I read correctly, up in Wisconsin, and Minnesota is very close to that as well. So more courses in the Midwest are opening anyway. And now northern Minnesota had snow problems still, so that was a little asterisk as far as,
it did.
As that
and
is concerned.
Illinois' governor doesn't play golf, so I know they struggled in the conversations with that office in trying to help them understand, you know, what they can do to create a safe environment on the golf course. So it helps that our governor has attended our Iowa golf summits that we've had in Des Moines, and she's very much with us, even though I don't think she's an avid golfer by any means. She at least understands.
Well, I think the strange part of it right now, Brian, anyway, is that those of us in Cedar Rapids, what is it, Region 6, and the golf courses have been affected, but you drive 20 minutes down the road to your facility or any of them in Johnson County, and you're good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have been blocking out-of-state travelers that are trying to get out of their states. I had a gentleman call from Peoria trying to come and play. And we've limited ourselves to you must be in the Iowa PGA section. So that does cross the river into Illinois, but it doesn't go much farther than that.
Hmm. How are rounds right now? I know you guys just opened within the last couple of weeks anyway, and you talking with other PGA professionals and yourself down at Blue Top Ridge, and people are still getting out, but probably not in the quantities that we would usually see at this point.
Yeah, I agree with that. They are getting out. We are busy. We're all staffing down just to keep the touches to a minimum and making sure that everything's clean and ready for each player. So that being said, we have, you know, basically 80 golf cars, so we can have 80 people. But at the same time, we don't want to create a situation where we have any sort of gathering. And so we've been spreading it out even more than we normally do and making sure that we don't get in that scenario where people end up on top of each other in any fashion. But the nice thing about golf is, for instance, on our golf courses, we go off every 10 minutes. And so I know I have at least a 10-minute gap between each group at a bare minimum. And that usually does all the distancing we need out of it. For us.
Yeah.
A little levity on the show on the text line, Brian. Kyle, our friend Randy's from Randy's Carpet, says hi and asks, what pocket in his golf bag would you suggest he stores mushrooms when he's golfing at your place or a manna?
Right. I suggest you bring a bag with you because you get on that hill by number 5 and there's lots of mushrooms typically in that hill.
You got to know where not to hit the ball, though.
Yeah, you might want to pack an extra bag in your bag. Buddy.
Thank you, Kyle, for reaching out to us here today. If you have a question for Brian, you can go ahead and hit us up on the text line at 319-366-1600 about your game. Maybe something that you picked up. And not in a great way over the winter months that has flared its ugly head in the first couple of rounds of 2020 anyway. We will definitely have Brian answer your question. Again, that's 319-366-1600. And Brian, since the last time we spoke on the first Caddy Smack of the year, at least a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel as far as professional golf is concerned with the PGA Tour. Schedule yeah. is now set to start in mid-June down at Colonial, and the first four events will not have a gallery, but the fifth event is scheduled to have a gallery, at least right now, and that is, of course, the John Deere Classic, and that's going to bring a lot of unique different scenarios, I think, to Claire Peterson and the folks over at the JDC.
Yeah, that's going to definitely be different, and that's okay, though. It'll be it's good to see. You know, it's good to see all the canceled designations on the dates, you know, being moved to, you know, originally April 16th through the 19th, now June 18th through the 21st, that sort of thing. And that's the RBC Heritage. Just looking at a couple here on the screen, and it's exciting. It'll just be different. Everything's going to get pushed a little bit. I think most notably, I don't know a lot about a lot of the listeners, but I like the majors, and those are the ones that I really get up for and want to watch on television the most. And to watch the Masters in November is definitely going to be different.
Brian, if you happen to make the field for the John Deere Classic, and I think that'd be a great thing, would you have any hesitation about playing with a crowd?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm on the half. Yeah, I get the half full glass of water there. And I'm on the side of, I think this will too pass at some point. I don't know what that point is. Just like a lot of things that we've had in our history, we've figured it out over time. I don't know how fast we're going to figure it out. I think where the biggest issue is if you have health issues, yeah, that'd be a concern, and you probably shouldn't go. And I don't have those health issues, so for me personally, I feel like if I caught it by pure chance, that I would be sick for a couple of weeks is kind of the norm of how that's happening, at least what we're seeing now from people that do get it, and then they move on. And in fact, some of our healthcare workers are going back to work after they tested negative from testing positive. So that's very positive that if you're a healthy person, you're going to do okay. So for me personally, as a healthy person, I would go play. You know, I don't want to change my life. I don't want to roll things a different direction and just sit there and wait and hope someday it might get better. I'm just going to move forward.
Do you see on the first, well, even the first event on the PGA Tour, do you see maybe, for example, there are going to be pros that don't want the flag in. They're going to take it out. Do you see maybe between twosomes or threesomes or whatever coming into a green where somebody goes out and actually has some disinfectant and is, you know, cleaning off the flag stick and things like that after, or even a bunker rake after a caddy rakes the bunker after a professional has been in it. You got to think about those things now in a PGA event.
Yeah, and here's the cool thing. If they become available, because I know through our own company we're struggling to purchase that stuff, and it's really hard to get a hold of, like, just the simple sani wipes, you know, that we use. So those wipes in a little packet, if you really think about it, there's way more than 18 of them in there. And so let's say there's 30, and odds are a tour player is going to be in, you know, having to hold 18 flags and 18 bunker rakes. So if they get one little packet of those and they feel that obligated to wipe it down and make sure everything's clean, you know, one pack of those per caddy and player should do it as far as taking care of needing to touch those things. Some of the things I think they can do, though, is they can have a designated person, because they have the spotters out on the golf course. They can go rake those bunkers and just have one person that's their rake. They clean it up and do it that way, too. So you just have to have more volunteers.
That's a good point.
Flag stick as well. You have 18 volunteers to get the flag stick. And that's just one person touching the flag stick all day.
I'll volunteer to do that on Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
18.
Right.
Question for you on the text line, Brian, 1577. What's the best way to get back into the year? The rains or just go out and play?
I'm a go out and play guy. I want to hit a few balls just to see what direction it's kind of headed and then get out and get playing to get a couple rounds under my belt to see what's happening. I don't know that you can always figure that out on the range, you know, right off the get-go. And it's just nice, especially with what's going on. I would just get out and play a little bit first and then go find a range that's, you know, being responsible and are cleaning things and go work on the game a little bit.
I'm with you. I'm a go out and play guy.
I'm a play guy.
But it's not for everybody. I mean, there are a lot of guys out there that just like to, and gals that like to just go to the range, beat balls, and do that 70% of the time, and that's fine.
I know a lot of professional range players.
Yeah, and they're pretty good when they get in the course, too.
yeah, exactly. Yep. I'm just not that person. Even in general terms, I don't practice a lot. And I like to practice a little bit, but not a ton.
319-366-1600. Before we leave the John Deere Classic, and we hope to talk to Claire Peterson. We have the last several years and hope to do it again on the program coming up here with Caddy Smack. And it's going to be different for the JDC this year because of the fact they don't have the Open Championship right afterwards. And there are a lot of golf writers just speculating on the fact that the field could be the best that the JDC has ever had. Now, keep in mind, they had, in 96 or 97 or right around there, they had one Eldrick Woods in his first half year on the PGA Tour, finished second that year. But there are a lot of players that need to get out and play, and it sounds like they are anticipating a really, really star-studded field this year at the Quad Cities.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's going to be very interesting because the pared-down schedule is going to not necessarily force them, but they're going to want to play more events than what's really available. So they're going to jam them into everything that's available.
True.
56-54 on the text line, Brian. I slice my woods, but pull my irons. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Most likely just because of the face angles. So on an iron, you have a lot more loft. So more than likely, your path is going from right to left or across your body. And with your irons, because the amount of loft in your irons, much more than your woods, if that gets closed even just a little bit more than like a wood does, it's just going to go left of left. And all it has to do is just be less than what your path is. So with your woods being a much flatter face, whether that's even your 3-wood or your driver, that when you swing across those with a flatter face, the ball's going to spin much more right. So it's really hard to do that with a wedge if someone's really trying to cut a wedge and make it go to the right. That's hard to do because of the amount of loft on it. And as the club gets less loft, it's easier to get that ball to spin to the right when you swing across it like that. So the biggest thing that I do is try to get your path back more toward the target. So think about swinging your hands and arms toward the target, just like if you're throwing a ball instead of the grip. And then get your face square to the target as well. So it's really that simple. TrackMan has taught us a lot of things. And probably the easiest thing is to fix the slice is by getting your arms and hands moving more toward the target.
There you go. If you have a question about your game, let us know. Question for Brian at 319-366-1600 as we come your way at 341 on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way. So we're going to step aside. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have more golf talk for you right after this here on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
University of Iowa Healthcare knows your mental health matters. Call loved ones, video chat with friends.
They're talking about that. There could be a lot of top 20 guys at the John Deere.
More tips at UIHC.org.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost.
Tell the masters.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps.
Oh, you got
to
get out there.
When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Introducing a new podcast, ESPN Daily.
Rick and I played
hosted
Sunday.
By me, Mina Kimes. And, when you want to go beyond your
lot.
Feed.
We played Saddleback.
When you want to get inside the score. When you want to get behind the highlight. There's ESPN Daily. Go deeper into the stories of the moment. Get the exclusive access and insider perspective that only ESPN can give you. The best sports story all day, 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
A lot of
ESPN
people from
Daily.
Cedar Rapids are going down
Listen,
there because they
wherever
can't
you get your
play
podcasts.
Here. Together.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional or Max Life motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99. Plus, get a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class on this Wednesday, 76-degree Wednesday here in eastern Iowa on this April the 22nd. Scott Udash with you, Mark Dukes, and Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. You have a question for Brian about your game? Let us know at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. I've been talking, answering some questions, talking about possibilities at the John Deere Classic a little bit, the PGA Tour coming back, a lot of things. Mark and I both enjoyed the replay of the 1999 Ryder Cup last night on the Golf Channel.
We did.
Yeah, there you go.
The comeback by the Americans at the Country Club on the final day from way down behind Captain Ben Crenshaw.
I had no idea Steve Pate was on a Ryder Cup team.
nor Jeff Maggart. People like that. But amazing how different it can be in 21 years from a roster of Ryder Cuppers to a roster of Ryder Cuppers right now. Except for a few guys that are perennials. Tiger Woods also won his match going away on that Sunday. In October, I think it was late September, October in Boston, back in 1999. If you have a question, 319-366-1600, that's the phone line. That's also our KGYM text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. If you have an early season question about your game, and I will give you proper kudos, Brian, because going out this past weekend with friend of the show, Mr. Swan. We got to get Mark out there. By the way, it's getting warmer now. Mark, you can go outside. playing golf.
My eyesight isn't any better yet, Scott.
No, that's true. We got to work on that.
Yeah.
The basics. You got to lean on the basics to start the year, and I leaned on one of your basics tenets, Brian, and that is PGA prop. Posture, grip, and alignment, and found my grip was a little bit off and fixed that. And, boy, it really, really paid dividends right away, even though it is only April.
Yeah, and that's I think my early rounds are always so good because I get out and you feel a little awkward when you first get out again. And if you go back to those basics, and usually I have really low expectations, so then I do really well, because all I'm trying to do is, you know, grip it properly, get in a good stance, get my alignment right, and make a decent motion toward the target. And when you start doing that, you know, balls fly fairly straight. And all of a sudden you find yourself in a lot of good positions. So that's one thing in golf that hasn't changed in 100 years is, if you have a good grip, good posture, and good alignment, and start moving that club down the target line as the best you can, you're going to get quite a few good results at it. One of the early things that I see a lot, too, in players is they'll try to help the ball into the air. And if they're a right-handed player, they'll stand on their right side trying to lift the ball up a little bit. And so early on, one of the good things along with that posture, grip, and alignment is just make sure you're moving to your left and getting, for any ball that's sitting on the ground, not on the tee, that you're getting to your left side and that the club's moving downward toward the ball so it can climb the face properly. You'll see a lot of players end up on their right side and then spin away from the target a little bit because they're trying to lift the ball into the air instead of hitting down through it.
Brian, normally we'd be in the throes of the college golf season, and we know that you work with a lot of college players. For example, Iowa, Alex Shockey's senior season taken away. I don't know if he's coming back or whatever, but what's been your interaction with the college players and your best advice to them?
Yeah, and Alex has been really active on Twitter about it. He's missing his team, and I don't know that he's made a decision yet, because I know afterwards, like his brother, he wants to go make a run at it and see if he can't make it on tour. Start chasing the mini tours and then start working your way into the Korn Ferry Tour and whatnot. So depending on what end you're on, in Alex's case, I think he's just trying to decide if he's going to play another college year or just go ahead and start his run, because he is graduating or has graduated. Then you take someone like a Sterling McIlravey, who played at Kirkwood and was honorary mention All-American this year. He's going to gain another year. So he's going to go to Ball State University, play for a ranked team, and he's going to gain a third year at Ball State because of this. So that puts him in a really good position to where instead of playing 2 years at Ball State, he's got an opportunity to play 3 years at Ball State for a really good team.
It's interesting because one of the questions, as far as spring eligibility is concerned, deals with scholarship limitations and whatnot. And you talked about the fact, well, Tyler Stith, what's he going to do if if Alex Shockey comes back and he's got people coming in? Do they go over the scholarship limit? Well, what's the NCAA going to do as far as that is concerned? What we have heard from the NCAA is they are going to allow an extra year for the seniors, but they have, I don't believe, have said a whole lot yet about how how these scholarships are going to be divided up among the team. So that's something that's got to be taken and thought about for all, especially a sport like golf where you don't have a ton of scholarships to throw around.
Definitely. And some of them may not like some of my answer either, but before I give you that answer is they're going to have the opportunity to come back if they want to. I don't know that they'll get their scholarship, but they can always pay tuition and stay. You're also going to see a lot of players. That's the part they may not like. But none of my kids were scholarship athletes, so I'm paying tuition. There's no reason they couldn't either and still play. Because they have the new kids coming in that they promised a scholarship to. So I don't know what end they're going to put that on. The other piece is you're going to see a lot of flip-flops. You're going to see players leaving schools and going to another school because they have an available scholarship and they may go play there. Or it might be because they graduated, like an Alex Shockey, and they decided, you know what, if I'm going to play and I'm going to get my master's, this is where I want to get my master's.
Brian, in regards to a guy like Shockey, what's the difference between coming back for your college senior year, and I'm talking competitive-wise, and the mini tours? Is there a big difference between the two?
No. In fact, you're going to see, well, all the mini tours have players on it, and I'll say I'm one of the guys that maybe it was on the edge of really even belonging out there. But you can figure that half the field belongs out there. A quarter of the field is on the fence, and the other quarter of the field, you know, really doesn't even belong out there. So it's really not a lot different than college golf in that sense. You're going to run into some guys that were the best players on their college teams for sure. And that 50% of the field, they're really good players, and they were really good college players. So it's not, he's not going to see a big difference in that. What he is going to see, though, is he's going to run into those good players all the time instead of every other meet. You know, some meets are a little softer than others. And these guys are all out there together, and they're trying to make a buck, and it becomes a feeding frenzy on the top end.
Yeah. You could see more with no college golf this year. You could see a little bit more of the guys like the Morikawas and the Wolfs and the Hovlands and people like that that jumped in later in the PGA Tour season to try to get their card. You could see maybe a few more of them right from the get-go, perhaps, if they get some exemptions and things like that. I think especially in the Korn Ferry Tour, too.
Right, and I don't know that we're going to see a lot of exemptions, though, because of the fewer number of events. So because of that, I think if the guys already have their tour card and they're exempt, they're going to fill up all the spots. So I don't know how many extra spots each of these events are going to have.
Yeah,
I think, you know, the PGA Tour is going to have to make some decisions, I think. For a guy like Zach Johnson, Brian, he's in his last year of having his card. I think he's got a one-year deal he could use for career money. I think that's a stipulation. He could use that for another year. But without a full season, PGA Tour might have to make some decisions about eligibility, and I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. They're going to definitely have to change the dollar amount that moves forward. They're going to have to make quite a few changes that way and come up with a new number point system to see who retains their card for this next year. And maybe they will do something in addition, former major champion, a multiple PGA Tour champion, because they took some of those rules out and kind of cleaned it up a little bit. Maybe they'll put some of those back in just to hang on to some of those players.
Yeah. We hope, anyway, and we hope they get back, and I hope Zach does well, certainly. That would be the best way to do it. Don't have to worry about it then. Just
go out and win one.
That's right. Win it, and it takes care of itself right there. Courses look great right now if we can get out and enjoy them, and hopefully that'll be the case, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll make some more headway against COVID-19 and the coronavirus, and we can start talking a little bit more golf and people out there taking advantage of it and playing more golf, Brian.
Yeah, get out there, be safe, and wash your hands.
Yes, and don't touch the flag sticks.
I'm glad golf is that game for everybody, though, and I'm excited that we're able to stay open and be that outlet for everybody so that they're not all cooped up. So enjoy it. It's one of the things we can do outside and have fun with it.
Yeah. Brian, hey, appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and we will talk again in a couple weeks, all right?
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge, the head pro down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, joining us here on Caddy Smack on the Jim Klass and KGYM. Mark, we'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap things up after this.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-4915. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-4915.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-4915. 1-800-394-4915.
Pros. Lowe's stores are here to help keep your business moving forward so you can get the things you need, like plumbing and electrical supplies. Plus, we have the replacement appliances for any properties you manage, because we know you're still making repairs to keep people's homes running smoothly at this important time. From our convenient curbside loading to job site delivery, you can count on us every day. We're pro ready and here for you.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you in the gym class at 3:58 here at KGYM. Hope you enjoyed Caddy Smack, as we will have the podcast available for you coming up after the show at KGYMradio.com. We're also going to talk a little golf tomorrow, correct, Mark?
We are indeed. We're going to bring in former Des Moines Register writer Rick Brown, a friend of the station. He's written a book called Golden Harvest, Iowa's Rich Golf History, and we'll visit with Rick tomorrow about that topic.
Yeah, and we will talk about that and other things with Rick Brown coming up tomorrow. One significant piece of news today coming out of the college women's basketball ranks, and that is Muffet McGraw announcing her resignation at Notre Dame, Mark, after a tremendous career with the Fighting Irish and numerous Final Fours, I think a national championship thrown in there, and a little bit of a surprise today as Muffet McGraw is going to step down.
Yeah, 64 she is, and after 33 years at Notre Dame, over 900 victories, two national titles actually, and what a terrific career, and she's a Hall of Famer, and I believe Notre Dame has already announced her replacement, but one of the great coaches, men or women, in the country.
Yeah, and she will be missed definitely in the college ranks. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way next. Mark, enjoy the night with the birds. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.